NA1SS, NA1SS, this is K4HTA, over. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is K4HTA, over.
K4HTA, over.
Kilo 4 Hotel Tango Alpha, this is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra, over.
NA1SS K4HTA, how copy?
Kilo 4 Hotel Tango Alpha, this is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra, over.
NA1SS
Kilo 4 Hotel Tango Alpha, this is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra, over.
NA1SS K4HTA, how copy? NA1SS K4HTA,
Hotel Tango Alpha, this is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra, over.
NA1SS K4HTA, you copy?
Water circulating around to cool us. And then there's a rubberized suit, which is the pressurized suit. various doctors that were all asking us, and I thought, oh, what the heck, maybe I could be one too. Over.
My name is Johnny Waymire. What kind of things are you doing now to future ISS activities? Over.
Hi, John. Make sure you tell your parents I said hi. And what we're doing up here is paving the way, hopefully, for more than 3 people to live, maybe 6. And also doing science work that will help us have your generation go back to the moon and off to Mars. Over.
My name is Chloe Brown. How does the air get into the space station? Over.
Hi, Chloe. That's a great question. Air is brought up here by 2 spacecraft, the Progress and also the Space Shuttle. And then we get air by dividing water, H2O, into H, hydrogen, and O, which is oxygen. And that's how we get some of our air. Over.
My name is Ellen Meyer. How is David living in different air than here? Over.
Hi, Ellen. Well, maybe we're living a lot of fun up here because we have a great view of our beautiful planet. What's sort of cool about living here is you can work on the ceiling, you can work on the wall, you can work on the floor, and it all feels sort of the same. So you really can take advantage of the environment up here. What's a little different about eating and working with things that don't have Velcro on is that you lose them easily because they fly away. Over.
My name is Bob Rizal. Something serious happens, we're too old for my voice to hear. Over.
I think the most serious, would be the story, which is a rescue vehicle. It's like a rescue boat. Over.
My name is Andrew Drinsky. If you could solve any form of idea, who would be able to talk about? Over.
Hi, Andrew. I think I would want to talk to any astronaut to visit the moon because it would be a pretty great thing to find out what it was like to actually see our entire planet in your window. Over.
My name is Liliana Canales. What kind of research are you doing in space station? Over.
Hi, Liliana. Well, most of the research we're doing up here is to find out what happens to the human body after being in space for so long. Microgravity is fun to fly around in. However, it takes a beating on your body. First of all, your bones don't have to work so hard, so they start going away a little bit. So we have to do physical fitness up here, and we need to find out how much physical fitness we need to do to keep those bones in shape, as well as our muscles. Radiation is also a big factor because we don't have our atmosphere to protect us. And so we're trying to find out things like that, what the limitations of those things, so we can keep people up in space for a longer period of time. Over.
My name is Nikki Sprace. What are your daily activities? Over.
Hi, Nikki. Well, every day is different. We do all sorts of things from spacewalks, which we call EVAs, to robotic work. We have a robotic arm outside, which we use to connect different parts of the space station with, to science experiments, as well as just cleaning up. We're the only ones who live here, and so we have to do all of the cleaning and maintenance, and sometimes you feel like a plumber or a carpenter because you have to work on your house while you're up here. Over.
My name is Daniel Chu. What have been your biggest surprise since you set off in space? Over.
Hi, Daniel. I think my biggest surprise was how difficult it was to relax in space and sleep easily. I felt like I needed a bed or something to lay down on, but there's nothing really to lay down on. We sleep in sleeping bags, and the sleeping bags are tied to the wall, so you don't go anywhere. But I had a hard time relaxing my neck because I didn't have a pillow. I didn't have that sense of having a pillow or something I was laying down to. Second thing is, one thing I missed is being able to dunk cookies in milk. There's no cups up here, so you don't have a cup of coffee or a cup of hot chocolate. So those are things that take a little while to get used to. Over.
Hi, Sunny. I'm Shirley Gallagher, school student president. Speaking on behalf of the students, we cannot thank you enough. You have given us a once-in-a-lifetime experience and a courage to go above and beyond our everyday classroom studies. We wish you and your expedition wonderful crewmates well and stay safe. Over.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great honor and privilege to be here and to be talking to you guys. I know you've done a lot of work and a lot of research to get this contact done. I hope you've learned a lot, and if you have some outstanding questions, I know Kyle is there, and he can probably help you out understanding a little bit more. But